You are now listening to CJSS 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, BC.
Some people think little girls should be seen and not heard, but I think... Oh, bandage! Up yours!
Hey, and welcome to a new episode of Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock and to you. Yes, I am talking to you, the listener who loves them. We're a show where the music always speaks for itself. I'm your host, Trevor Klendert, bringing you 2 full hours of fabulous, phenomenal, fantastic female-fronted radio week after week. So much music to get into these 2 hours. Lots of music on the way. I've got new music from Ani DeFranco, Brittany Howard, music on the way from Nouvelle Vague, Shirley Bassey, lots of queer-related music. It is June. It is Pride Month. Trying to get as much in. Girly So Groovy really, in many ways, was born out of the spirit of Pride, and we'll talk more about that later, but we are going to kick off this entire 2 hours as if we are kicking off a mixtape. When you launch a mixtape, you want to start with something that is going to capture interest or grab an ear or be a throwback to something that you loved in your youth. This next song is going to do all of that for us. It's Bjork with Isabel here on Girly So Groovy.
We'll be right back. life. I think I jinxed the world and caused this strife. Yes, I longed so long for few nouns. I longed so well the world shut down. And now the girl is calling.
I'm
going back to 1998, an absolute gay icon and incredible, incredible ally. It is singer-songwriter Tori Amos with her song Raspberry Swirl. That's from her 1998 fourth album From the Choir Girl Hotel. In the middle, putting B in LGBTQ, it is brand new music from alternative folk icon, feminist, activist, and perfect example of DIY attitude, Anita Franco. She's been making music for over three decades. She returns with her 23rd album. I repeat, 23rd album. The new album is called Unprecedented Shit. It is only her second album that she did not produce herself. Anita Franco leaned on producer BJ Burton, who produced Bon Iver's 22 A Million, to help her harness the power of machines in a way she has never before. And it makes for a great pairing. They've done some new interesting things, 23 albums in, and Anita Franco is still doing new things. Incredible. Kicking off the entire 2 hours, it is iconic, Icelandic, eclectic musician Björk with her song Isabel. That's taken from her sophomore album Post. We're going to keep things moving here on Girly So Groovy. How about a little throwback? And when I say throwback, I mean throwback. Are you ready for this? You're going to love it. I'm going to love it. Let's get feeling like we are strutting our stuff in a cabaret right now.
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender, good looking, so refined. Say, wouldn't you like to know what's going on in my mind? So let me get right to the point. I don't pop my cork for every guy I see. Hey, big spender. Spend a little time with me. Wouldn't you like to have fun, fun, fun? How's about a few laughs, laughs? I can show you a good time. Let me show you a good time. The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender, a good looking, so refined. Say, wouldn't you like to know what's going on in my mind? So let me get right to the point. I don't pop my cork for every guy I see.
Like you're having fun.
You have had your fill of toxic masculinity and you just want to boots down, strut it all away. Well, girl, then you've tuned to Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock and to you, the listener who loves them. I'm your host, Trevor Klunder. Music right there from charismatic singer Shirley Bassey. This is a woman who has charted in 8 different decades and continues to make music today. We heard the 1965 song The Liquidator, the title track from the soundtrack to the film The Liquidator. In the middle, it is brand new music that I'm so excited to share with you. If you are a loyal listener to Girly So Groovy, you know I get a thrill out of a great cover song. Well, when I saw Nouvelle Vague have released a new album, it was pure glee on my part. Nouvelle Vague is that French musical collective that specializes in bossa nova arrangements of new wave 1980s songs. This time, Nouvelle Vague tackles the 80s classic You Spin Me Round, and I think they do it with such a great twist. Starting the set off, it is prolific singer, one of America's greatest song stylists, Peggy Lee. Big Spender was originally written for the Broadway musical Sweet Charity. In 1966, Peggy Lee was the first artist to record the song. She recorded it for her 1966 album that she also called Big Spender. There's a little bit of girly, so groovy trivia for you. Lots more music to get to. Brand new music on the way from Brittany Howard, as well as music from Young Disciples and Sharon Nelson with Massive Attack. But coming up next here on Girly, So Groovy, it is a up-and-coming Scottish band we featured once already on Girly, So Groovy, and I'm excited to feature them again. You know, when you think about Scotland, it doesn't come first to mind when you think jazz, but Edinburgh duo Eddie Forey are a new contemporary jazz duo who weave in neo-soul, hip-hop, funk, and electronica on their debut album. So it is Eddie Forey up next here on Girly So Groovy.
I'll tell everyone who cares to listen. Corruption of the mind is the goal of the system. Pop lifestyle is the horror of our time. Celebrity sell desires with the millions of dimes. It's a mass mind control line, let them shine. Let me tell you what they sell on dotted line. Mass mind control line, let them shine. Let me tell you what they sell on dotted lines. Come on. Mindless materialism has the soul in chains. We clap when they show us just how much they're vain. We clap as we watch that they have no shame. Touchdown, deep down, cause they're hidden in plain. It's the enemy, devil, insincerity of our blue-thought systems. Crucifying the truth with illusions of systems. Put a PhD on it and it's rendered sound. Put it in a paper and the truth is found. But there's still no hint of the bottom line essence. How much do we push to spread the message? The flesh indulgence is recipe for pain. Push the spells for the sake of monetary gain. So to that living dead labeled CEO, breaking spirits in a constant quest for more. Last way of flesh needs stuck between the teeth. It is payroll cause the beast is unleashed. Crooked dies in the prize. Pieces played at jewels. Grit to win ritual of the evil doers. Of the evil doers. Grit to win ritual of the evil doers.
Disgusting.
Pieces played at jewels. Together. Together.
These are the last days.